State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
For the past few years, a campaign has been building to change how Michigan handles 17-year-olds who commit crimes. As it stands now, those 17-year-olds are automatically charged as adults, and when convicted, sent to adult prisons. Advocates say Michigan is one of only 7 states in the nation that still do this. And in the next few weeks, they're hoping to finally push through a law to change it. State of Opportunity's Dustin Dwyer reports.
The law has a lot to say about turning 18. That's the age you can vote, the age you can join the military and buy a pack of cigarettes. But in Michigan, if you commit a crime, the age that matters for you is 17, not 18.
On your 17th birthday, you are no longer considered a child in the eyes of the justice system.
That's Kristen Staley, Deputy Director of the Michigan Council on Crime and Delinquency. The group has been working now for years to get the state to raise the age at which people can be charged as adults in the state. That work included publishing a study 2 years ago about 17-year-olds serving in Michigan's adult prisons. The study found that more than 20,000 juveniles had been sentenced as adults in Michigan, most of them 17-year-olds.
The majority of these 17-year-olds were there for nonviolent, non-weapon-related offenses. Over half of them had no prior juvenile record.
And the report found the adult prison system was particularly bad for these 17-year-olds. They were more likely to be sexually assaulted, more likely to commit suicide, and more likely to commit crime again after they'd been released. With this report, a coalition began to build to change the law in Michigan so that 17-year-olds wouldn't automatically be sent to adult prison. In March, a package of bills passed the State House with both Republican and Democratic support. Last week, the bills had their first hearing in the State Senate.
We are in support of the concept and the rehabilitative notion that all of this embodies.
Judge Doreen Allen of Midland County testified to say she supported the idea of the change, but she opposes the legislation because she says counties have more responsibilities in juvenile courts, so switching 17-year-olds to those courts will cost counties money, money that they don't have.
This would be a catastrophe for the counties and for the courts.
We have to get these children out of the prison system right now.
Earlier this week, I met with Jamie Rixey. Now she runs a GED program at Heartside Ministries in Grand Rapids. But when she was 17, she was sentenced as an adult and sent to adult prison for a home invasion. She said she'd been living on the streets, hungry, abused, and scared since she had been 14.
Before I went to prison, I had been through so much. I had been through hell and back, and I needed help. I didn't need to go to prison. I know I did something bad. I shouldn't have did it, but I needed help.
Instead, she went to prison, where she said younger inmates were preyed upon by older, more violent inmates. She says she saw teenagers like herself getting in relationships with adult inmates. To this day, she considers it pedophilia, sanctioned by state prison policy. She says what many experts now say, that young minds are still developing at age 17. Whatever you grow up with, that's what's normal to you. Grow up around people who care, in a loving home, that's what you learn to be.
And it's the same thing in prison, except you're surrounded by barbed wire, three fences worth of barbed wire. You're surrounded by prison guards with guns pointed at you. And you're a child, and this is supposed to help a child, a nonviolent offender? It don't.
The campaign to raise the age at which people can be charged as adults has been a national one. Michigan is one of only 7 states left that still routinely sentence 17-year-olds to adult prisons. Whether that changes will all depend on what happens over the next several weeks in Lansing. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.